Act like you're coming closer to the microphone. That's it. That's the way. A bit louder. That's the way. Now that's how you're here.
Don't tell me what to do. That was the gentle clashing of brazen bells.
Just for a moment there, I was pretending that I was controlling your every movement.
Oh, you dream on, mortal.
I was. Surely, just tell me I was.
Dream on. Well, I will. Okay, I will do what I'm told in this case. This is your goddess speaking.
Okay.
This is the embodiment and representative of the cannabis plant here on Earth. Here for the regular Friday session.
How interesting.
Bob?
I bumped into the seed of the embodiment president. Of the plant.
Bob, the president.
Hello.
And, of course, Michael, the mayor, who's not here.
Never here.
But
for Michael, the mayor.
Here before
for the mayor to be here on time, I mean, would probably shatter the fabric of time-space, I think. I mean, we all know how long it takes you to stuff money into a brown paper bag.
It would stretch it.
And it would stretch it. He will always stretch it. There's always that last little, thank you for your help, Michael, gratis thing that people pass over to him constantly.
Really, and who else is going to do the job?
Well, not me, that's for sure.
No, I mean paper bags and having to worry about...
So tacky, isn't it?
Tacky.
Tacky. Beneath, not my style.
Beneath myself.
Beneath mine, too. It's been a bit of beneath week. There's been a lot of people have been beneath the whir and hammer of the Chopero blades.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. It's been
a constant bit of
harassment up until today, really. And I believe they're probably somewhere to the north of us. They were spotted at the beginning of the morning shift, flying over the fog-encrusted valleys of Nimbin, heading northwards.
Grazing.
Maybe hoping for a nice sunny day up in the Tweed for
grazing.
The time. A bit of grazing, yeah. Mm.
And really, I mean, they're just doing their job. And basically, that is what they're doing. They're there fucking mopping up crops.
Mopping up crops.
And putting fear into the hearts of hippies and other people.
Boo!
But what they need to remember is...
Just like that.
They're fighting another set of laws. They're fighting against the laws of supply and demand.
Now, they're pretty strong laws.
Well, they're pretty immutable, I would have thought, yeah.
Oh, no, you can actually... If you kill everyone who's supplying... Demand, even though it's wanted, does tend to wane.
It does, but demand will pop up. Demand will pop up and will create supply.
Uncontrolled.
And supply will fulfill demand. And it's just a rule. It's just one of those rules.
It's true. We should start the show sometime.
Shall we start the show?
I reckon, yeah. Yeah, I mean, here we are. We're naked. We're ready to go.
We are. Dark, bollocking naked.
Hey, if we skip the theme music entirely, what happens?
Ooh.
We've never tried that, but
ooh.
What happens?
We just slip smoothly as goose shit into the show. That would be wrong.
Oh.
Hit the theme music, Bob.
Yeah, you're right. It would be so wrong.
Wrong.
Up in the roaring hills of Nimbus. Well, they grow that weed with a certain finesse, and the weed they grow will stand any test. Cause the strange go back to Aquarius. Up in the roaring hills of Nimbus. And the tourists drive into the town every day. Call in for a cup at the Rainbow.
Hi Bob, you're from Hembawa, the host of Hembawa Bob. Good day. You wanted to tell the listeners the contact for the show.
Yes I did. Hang on for a second.
Thanks for the combined activity.
If you'd like to contact the Hemp Show, we can be found on The Hemp Hour, all one word, at gmail.com. The Hemp Hour at gmail.com. thehemphour@gmail.com. The Hemp Hour. The Hemp Hour. The
Paged Care Place.
Hello, Michael.
Which is full of very nice women mostly, but some men looking after. It's death row, mate. 50% of them have got Alzheimer's. So I just cruise. Stoned, you just blend in, you just move beautifully.
Alzheimer's isn't far off, is it?
Hey, I can tell you a good little story from there this week. So I go to the residence meeting, and I'm standing at the back, and they're all there, and they're going to sleep and nodding off, but some are lucid as. And this one of the carers sidles up to me and goes, so did you grow marijuana on your father's farm? And I go, defensive, you know, oh, no. And she goes, you don't have to worry. I was dealing hash at high school. I was really impressed.
Who was this?
You weren't growing.
Who was this again?
I am not revealing any more details about who it was
but
at all. It was a human I met yesterday teasing me.
That's narrowed it down.
Yeah, and, you know, it is pretty cool because they're all teasing my dad. Hey, you related to that fellow in Nimbin? And he goes, oh, so sorry. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, he's just going to have to learn to be proud of it, Michael.
So the chopper's here all week since we were here last Friday with no warning. All of our intelligence failed. Mind you, a few of our best contacts have disappeared mysteriously, I've noticed, the last month or two.
Sucked up.
Without warning, there they were, and bless the beautiful woman, we won't reveal any more, over in that south-easterly direction, who phoned the Hemp Embassy on Monday morning to tell us the choppers, the big birds, had landed at the Channon. And they were full on into it. And it seems to me Monday they ended up at sort of Moondani later. They'd been to Tundable, they'd been to Durraby first thing Monday morning, never been heard of before. Mm. Never heard of them coming this early. So it was with some relief, I read in the Echo, that they said it's a 1 week operation. They reckon they already got 2,500 plants by Wednesday, the first 2 days. I don't believe them.
Well, they get seedling trays.
And I was given great information this morning by one of our local heroes that you can ask for a botanist report, and it has to be at least like a few inches high, and I can't remember what he said, have 3 clear leaves, little seedlings. They cannot prove a cannabis. There's no THC in them. And you ask for a botanist report, and by then they're all mushed up or burnt anyway. So yeah. Take them on, and maybe that's one of the reasons the Cannabis Eradication Unit doesn't seem so keen to bust people as much as just find the plants.
Yes.
Get the numbers.
Yeah, they target a bit too.
They had a dog, and they targeted some individuals. There's no doubt if you go for the cops, they go for you. Mm. Interesting. Mm. So then they disappeared on Tuesday, and then Wednesday they were back with a vengeance, wasn't it? Wednesday they were camped up in their favourite spot at the Pinnacle and doing all the hippie communities. It seemed to me they were doing all the hippie communities, cultural. Bill and Cliffs, Avalon, Pinpoona probably, everywhere.
Well, biggest bang for their buck, but I mean really, most of the hippies do have a plant or two.
Yeah, and what are they going to do now? Take pills. Get pissed this summer. Mm. Get pissed.
Oh, do you
better? Do you think it's better?
Well, come on, what do you think they took of everything that was growing around the place?
So can you please explain to me why they have consisting on doing this to keep a little supply of individual drunks and idiots on the street who can't get access to weed anymore? Even if they only got 10% of the crop, or 5%, or 2%, or 1%.
No, but do you really think...
1%?
We were talking about this before. Do you really think it makes a difference when the law, the greater law of supply and demand steps in, do you really think that the pot isn't going to be there?
The pot will guaranteed be on the street, 24/7 in Nimbin, guaranteed. But certainly
and demand.
When they have their press release, hopefully this afternoon, to show the end of the week operation, they probably got quite a bit of weed, I heard a rumour. I heard a story, they found a big stash.
Yeah.
And quite a few plants. So, and they freak a lot of people out who chop their buds or trash them or pull them out or
the fear.
People panic. The fear. It's all intimidation.
Yeah, the fear. That it keeps on. All the stories I hear, and they keep on saying, the chopper, the chopper. Oh, overwhelming fear, fear, fear. Yeah. And people running from their house as soon as they hear the special squads down the bottom of the road.
It's a full-on noise. It's straight out of Vietnam movies.
Well, you don't even have to have the choppers. All you need to do is park a whole heap of four-wheel drives down the bottom of someone's street.
Play a recording of the chopper. Play a recording of the chopper. Thump, 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 thump. On loudspeakers and just clean up the people, sieve them out as they drive out of their driveway.
It's all about fear. That's it. The whole point, fear. And, you know, they've got a requirement under international law to stop the drugs, but what's interesting, Australian usually doesn't follow the law, but the High Court recently said, well, you signed the treaties, now you're bound to them.
Well, actually, different laws apply, and there's still the law that overrides them all is supply and demand, the law of supply and demand. While there's a demand, there will be a supply. There just will.
There'll always be a demand.
There will, and it doesn't matter how hard you press it down. Press it down, press it down, press it down, it's going to pop on up.
But look how much money we're spending and how many corporations are making money out of us busting these hippies. It's easy, isn't it? We go around, fly, pick up a couple of plants and, you know, it's cost the taxpayer a fortune and what happens?
Yeah, there's no profits in it.
Well, there is for the corporation that runs the choppers. It is for the police corporation because they'll get more and more funding each year. So it is profitable with someone else. It's not profitable to the people, though.
Hmm.
When you have a good look. I just come in to let an update on the 200 plants I took to court. I still haven't...
Did you take 200 plants to court?
Rough.
Yeah. I took 200 seedlings.
200 seedlings. How high were they? How many leaves did they have? We just discussed this.
Yeah.
They didn't have at least three leaves or branches. There's no THC, and a botanist's report cannot confirm their cannabis.
Yeah, I heard that, but...
Bullshit?
Well...
Doesn't matter for your...
Look, many a times I've been in court and I've argued those sort of things, and sometimes, depending on the magistrate or judge, sometimes they allow it and sometimes they disallow it.
Yep.
Right? It depends on the magistrate on the day. It depends. Yep. Right, because not all of them know the law. Some of them, I'm sorry, like one Supreme Court judge says, I don't know where he learned his law from, but he's not correct. Something to that effect. He was not happy with Jeff Linden, the magistrate.
Didn't like your interpretation?
Well, Jeff Linden was a naughty boy for locking me up for a psych evaluation he had no rights to.
Mm.
And the Supreme Court judge said that. But anyway, I haven't had any charges. I've been locked up a couple of times.
And when you took the 200 plants in, did they charge you?
No. I dropped them off in the morning in the camera.
Where
and
about?
In the sliding doors in the Lismore courthouse. And I left a note. I popped a note underneath the door to say, you know, make sure you charge me for over 200. You know, because the simple fact
you
is...
You sign it rock?
Oh, look, who else wears a great big sarong?
Did you sign it?
I didn't sign anything.
Okay.
What did you write on the
makes
note?
Makes it complicated, I guess.
No. Pete, the sergeant, or former sergeant, that's right, he's retired.
Peter Bryant's, he's quit the force.
Yeah.
Quit the force.
Yeah, I don't know why. It could have been those
blokes. The grass was greener on the other side.
Couldn't handle the corruption.
If people come up to you and kept on saying you're an armed terrorist working for a foreign country.
Is that what you were saying to him?
Well, yeah, me and a few others. Well, it's true.
What were you saying to him?
He's an armed terrorist.
You are an armed terrorist working
for a foreign company or queen or a foreign country. You know, and when
that's a pretty basic line, very effective. Right?
Yeah, and two, when he was going through the bins,
yeah,
we asked him if he wanted some cannabis. You don't have to stoop so low and go through the bins. I mean, how much do you degrade yourself? What do you get out of it?
Well, I have to admit, quite a few people were offering to sell him weed at much cheaper at the cost he was getting it, so he could leave us alone, and that infuriated them, it seems, even more.
There's heaps
they
of people.
They were being offered unlimited weed, $500 an ounce. That's incredible.
You know, there's...
Unlimited, mate.
Who?
The cobbers. They were saying, it is costing you a fortune for every ounce you find. We will give you weed. We'll just give it to you, $500 an ounce. You won't have to hunt.
Yep.
It'll save a fortune in wages. It's a great idea. Yeah. They'll get more than they're getting now.
Michael, do you remember...
And it'll cost less.
Much less.
Economic rationalism, it's called.
You know how I talk on about sovereignty and most people don't like it and all the rest of it? Well, it got to the stage that Sergeant
Pete...
Make
people nervous. No, we're not, sure who we are
no,
anymore.
No, Rock, it's because you bang on. That's what...
I go on. I'm not disputing.
You bang on, mate.
You're zealot, old man.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's irritating. But, I mean, it's part of your charm. It's part of what gets you through the court system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway... I talk to Pete like that, and quite a few other people know what I'm doing, and they're doing the same thing and keep on talking to him. And Sergeant Pete, every time I saw him, he kept on saying, I don't want rock shit, I don't want rock shit. It was driving him up the wall. And he even made an agreement not to talk to me if I wouldn't talk to him.
That's very nice of him. Yeah. I thought he was a very reasonable man.
He is.
And I'm so glad he's seen the light.
Yes, I'm glad he saw the light too.
Apparently, I heard from another ex-cop, that he had been in the force before and quit and joined again. Is that true? Do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he's very happy in his gelati shop down in Evans Head.
Bullshit. He's joined Country Energy, I heard.
Country Energy.
He could be tracking hydro tack-ins. No, both
incorrect. He's actually gone into business with our mate Osama in the lawn mowing run in
Ballina. The Ballina Lawn Mower Inc. Beautiful thing.
So, obviously, we're going to get a new sergeant to work on.
Yeah. Meanwhile, it's Mr. Puglisi, I see. Mr. Puglisi is in charge temporarily, I read.
No, yes, I heard that.
I can confirm that from the sergeant's letter.
Well, yeah. I heard, let me tell you what I heard on the internet. I heard that Puglisi had cut some deals with some of the hippies and was going to allow them to smoke legally pot. That's what I heard.
No, that was all refuted also on the trustworthy internet at the same time in the same place.
That exploded. The same time the Sarge resigned, maybe because of the pressure from upstairs.
Who
can
say?
How dare you negotiate a personal deal?
But the whole thing was shown to be, what's the word?
Red herring?
Fallacious.
That sounds a bit too
fallacious. Sexy. Fallacious on the brain, man.
Fallacious scuttlebutt.
It was, yeah. more fantasy than reality.
Fantasy?
Dreams. Daydreams. Hopes. Okay. Hopes expressed.
But I heard that Puglisi then came on and assured everybody that was the case.
No, Puglisi apparently came on and assured everybody that it wasn't the case. It was hopes dash.
Okay, let's go back to basics.
Anyway, Pugs, we know you listen to the show.
Let's go back to basics.
We know Pugsy listens to the show, now you're the acting Sarge. We would love you to come on the show next week and just tell us what your plans really are.
And get your gear off. Naked truth here,
and
brother.
The whole thing.
You can't hide behind the
badge.
You're forgetting, everybody.
Tell us about the badge you saw in Amsterdam, Mortals, and how great it was.
You are forgetting. You're forgetting that there's two kinds of mortals on this planet that tread on this planet. There's the Rambos and there's the Bambis.
We are Bambis.
Well, let's face it, you guys are all Bambis.
On Wednesday.
You like to browse on herbs.
Jeez, thanks for the compliment. Love you, Gerald, for compliments like that.
You like to browse on herbs. Harming nobody.
The Rambos arrived on Wednesday with choppers and guns.
Unfortunately, the carnivores like to feast on Bambis.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Frightened little Bambis with their ears up and their little tails switching.
Did you know that apparently the Byron Tweed Lismore commands between them are sharing 3 new police? Brand new added to the ranks.
They lost Peter Bryant this week.
They just had 250 police graduate, and we get 3 of them. But Nimbin might get all 2 out of 3, or maybe we'll get all 3 up here. But, I mean, we've got a lot less police than we deserve up here. Did you know that?
Oh.
Well, that's because I think we don't have the violent crime. I hope that's why.
It's because we're understaffed. Get it right.
Yeah, but why do they have more staff in other areas?
We're understaffed.
Why
do they have more violence in other areas?
More cops.
No.
I don't know. But what we've got is that in most of New South Wales, you'll have 1 policeman to every 500 law-abiding citizens.
What happened to Nimbin?
There is only
200 altogether.
Yeah, well, up here in the whole command, and this is why they hate Nimbin so much, the rest of the commanders, because up here we've only got 1 copper for every 700 people, right?
In the LAC.
In the Lismore area command, 1 for 700. Now, if you think of what the percentage of cops to people here in Nimbin are, we are really depriving the general public out there of security and protection.
Yeah.
I mean, they must be down to 1 in 1,000, maybe 1 in 1,200,
because of the excess that we sop up.
We sop up all the excess. I mean, how many people in Nimbin?
15
in Nimbin
cops,
town?
600. Hey,
Let's say 1,000. That should be 2 cops.
Yeah, 15.
Yeah, so we've got 9.
Yeah, but how many people use Nimbin?
10,000 a day.
Yeah.
You know, I hear at a police press conference there was a very tricky.
Yeah, but
you know,
still,
when the Yamba riots happened, they burnt those police cars at Yamba and stuff. And at the press conference, someone said to the chief copper, "So how come you've got 9 police in Nimbin and only 4 in Yamba or something?"
Mm.
And it was quite a tricky moment.
Mm.
Because they can't, you know, they can't justify 9 police in Nimbin.
How did he explain it?
That's why they're never here.
Well, now
he said, "I'll talk to you later, mate.
Well, maybe
where are you from? Which newspaper?"
Oh.
And the bloke resigned and bolted and went to Fiji. He's never come back.
As you would.
No,
but possibly.
Don't cross the cops.
Possibly.
Don't cross them.
Just possibly.
Just remember, they've got the tasers.
And the guns.
And you're just a Bambi.
You're just a Bambi. What do Bambis do when the Rambos turn up?
They possibly.
Run away.
Yeah, but what about the detachment? As soon as they've gone away, as soon as the lion has had its kill, the Bambis just cruise past, grazing again.
Yeah.
Fearless.
Just possibly.
Timid as buggery.
Now and then they have to sacrifice a member.
Just possibly.
Throw one to the Rambos.
Let's get rid of all
the overabundance of Rambos. To Bambis here was something to do with the ex Northern Rivers commander Blue and his obsession with cleaning up us.
Who said that?
He's always had an obsession about us, you know that.
Well,
he made a lot of public statements in the beginning
Nimbin.
When he first came to town. I'm going to clean up Nimbin. Yeah. I am going to fully clean up Nimbin.
That's what he told everyone.
He went and saw the Pope. He told the Pope that. Now.
And they swapped hats. Remember?
Now he's failed.
Remember?
Now he's doing what they call the sideways shuffle. He's going out to Armidale. There's no drug crime in Armidale. He can relax. And the guy from Armidale is coming down here. Now it's possible that the guy from Armidale will fail to see the need.
We looked up the guy in Armidale.
For 9 police in Nimbin.
We looked up a picture of him on the web.
Yep.
He looks like he'd come out of the motorbike lot. He had one of those leather short jackets on coppers do. He had a really red nose. I know his drugs. And he looked like a redneck, man. Yeah, we're in for it, I reckon. Puglisi's the Sarge and the redneck from New England in charge.
They might sharpen up a few more Rambos.
Well,
they might bring them in and sharpen them up.
He said, "I'm bringing my own team.
Let them loose on the flock of Bambis.
With me.
Hey, listen,
we cleaned up the black
fellas
here. We'll be down for
their people that are starting to stand up.
Yeah.
There's quite a few with the stuff that I'm talking about, and they're applying it in different ways. So bring it on, I say.
I think so too.
Yeah, because we're either slaves or we're not. That's up to us.
I think take it to them because, really, where is the crime?
Yeah.
Where is the crime?
Like
law is the crime.
Yeah. And just tell them, I'm a fucking Bambi.
So, you know, I've got news on that. We discovered
yesterday. I nibble herbs. That's what I do.
All Bambis are invited to a herb nibbling event Saturday week, 4:20 in Nimbin.
Nice.
It's a global smoking protest. And we're going to do it. It's 4:20 Saturday week till Sunday. So we'll get music, and we'll get the big joint out, and we'll seriously do a bit of herb nibbling, Bambis.
Mm.
Saturday week, afternoon.
All Bambis welcome. Rambos can stay at home.
This weekend is the fashion show, don't forget it.
Oh. Everyone's tonight, got a weakness.
Tonight and tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night.
There's a matinee performance tomorrow. Oh, the excitement. You can feel the frisson, can't you?
Yeah.
Is that what I can feel?
The frisson.
I thought rock was just getting hairier by the bit, and there was something rubbing up against my arm, but it's just a frisson. Don't worry about it. I see you've got lots of news in your lap there, Michael.
I have got a bit of news. There was a story that came out, an Nimbin story this week that is slowly playing out. Remember the terrible bashing in Rainbow Lane? Was it Boxing Day, I think, was it? Boxing Day?
I don't actually. Who got bashed?
A fella called England from a tourist got bashed. By one James Brown and Hawk and what's his name? Anyway, That came out. Oh, I don't know if I've got it. Is that it? That's it. There they are. That was a bit interesting. Two seeking to avoid jail for vicious attack. Tourists kick punch in Nimbin's Rainbow Lane. Savagely beaten. It was a terrible thing as they sat on the bench. Anyway, but the guy was buying weed, I heard. You allowed to talk like that now? Anyway, Ryan Hawken and Jamie Brown, they want to enter the drug and alcohol rehab place for 6 months and avoid going to jail, even though they both, it seems, admitted to have been pissed and lost the plot and really nearly killed this guy.
Mm.
So they're just kicking him on the ground.
So long as it was just
head.
Alcohol.
Probably not. Probably other drugs involved. But I did see at the weekend there was a young school kid punched, fell on the ground, died, hit his head.
Mm.
Another kid last night was thrown off a bridge 3 metres, came up, they kicked him in the head, he's in a coma. You know, violence, one of the critical cornerstones of hippie thinking was non-violence. And you have to think it through.
Mm.
You know,
I don't know any old people, hardly, maybe Salty's dad, no one left who wants to still bash people. You slowly realise this is dumb. Humans bashing each other is dumb. It doesn't make people wake up.
What doesn't make sense to me, they spend a fortune on the choppers around here, yet people are getting harmed and they haven't found who's done it. People are missing, they haven't found them, yet they're still spending all the money on the choppers, trying to stop something they will never stop when there's a money gain behind it.
They seem very good at finding plantations this year. It really
they
does.
They have information too. They have
really
bins,
it
they have
really
information.
Appears.
Lismore Area Command gave their. It says in the Echo. Worth reading the Echo story. Lismore Area Command gave the chopper squad information to act on, plus their own history.
Okay. So they got history, they got information,
yeah.
But there's, you know, like with Google satellite view, so damn clear for the average, general run-of-the-mill, non-paying public, and you realise that there are better levels that aren't accessible unless you're a paid subscriber. And there are levels that are available for government and government agencies that are better than even for a paid subscriber. They don't need a chopper to find it. They just need the chopper to lower somebody down into it, to pick it, if it's particularly inaccessible. Because they can see it all from the picture.
I've heard stories this week of choppers definitely took one plant from one place, three plants from
another.
You can
see everything.
They can see everything. And not only that, when they are low, the blades just knock all the ferns and bracken and shit you're trying to hide. They just send that all flying and your weed's left exposed there.
Yeah.
And
if they go for you, they go for you.
Yeah, but seriously, the cost savings of having one or two people sitting in front of a big, high-definition screen, you know, 8 hours a day, just cruising through all the properties at high resolution, just looking for anywhere unnatural in what should be natural bush. And it's pretty obvious at that line. You can see old fence lines, and
they're going to hippie communities looking at houses.
Well, obviously, all the hippie communities are marked on
they're
their big database,
people.
And they just go over them with a fine tooth comb before they even get there.
Yeah,
before they even get there,
they're trying to stop the revolution.
Why do people grow so close to their house? Is it because they can maintain
the safety of the plants if the choppers don't come?
Sawback can't carry water.
Yeah. But
keep an eye on it in case it turns into
easy to carry fertilisers.
But rippers and rippers and rippers, mate. Keep an
rippers
eye on the plant.
Well, look, the biggest rippers I've ever had is the blue mod.
No, well, they've never got mine.
Yeah,
I've been ripped off, and it is not a nice feeling, I tell you.
Oh, no.
5 months of carrying water, and you pop around there a few days before it's ready, and there's a couple of little sticks, big sticks, sitting up out of the ground. You just, I keep going back thinking, I'm dreaming.
What can you do? Not much about it.
Speaking of all those months, watering stuff. I could do with some watering myself, actually.
Give the people some music, the poor buggers. Do you hear the joke about the Rastas who ran out of weed? What did one Rasta say to the other?
What?
Shit, man, that music's weird.
Hey, I've got a guy that's going to actually phoning in at about 1 o'clock today. Have a bit of chat. Guri guy from, born in Shepparton.
Yeah.
I think he did some time out Alice Springs Way.
Yeah.
Getting his music together. Just got an album released.
Saturday week. protest?
I don't know. I think he's probably got quite a heavy schedule right now. But he was going to give us a call about 1 o'clock and have a bit of a chat. His name's Briggs. And he's got a new album out called The Checklist. Checklist. One, two, one, two. Right. Anyway, I'm going to play you a track off.
I'm going to say goodbye and leave you as be and peace be with all.
Yeah,
and,
cheers, Rob.
And, you know, take courage within yourself and don't let them instill the fear into you.
Go on, you rock. That's where it comes down to.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So,
yes, don't be scared, little Bambies.
I'll play this track, we'll be right back. I need something for my dry, dry mouth. I'll play a couple of tracks, actually. See you then. Back in just a minute or two.
When he's thirsty, we get a break.
Yeah. I do have Briggs online. Good morning, mate. Well, good afternoon, early. How you doing?
Afternoon, indeed. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really great, mate. Listen, congratulations on the new album. It's an awesome piece of work.
Thank you very much. It was a good 10 months of blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. So, you're from Shepparton, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you've been a fair way from home, eh? In the musical travel since you kicked off.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've ended up in Europe with the Hilltop Hoods, and just earlier this year, I was in New York as well. And yeah, then I've done the national tours. I just finished up a tour with Ice Cube just now as well.
How was that?
Yeah, it's crazy. It was great. He's one of the dudes that I listened to growing up.
Yeah, right.
The main one. So the tour with him was, it was pretty special.
Yeah, fantastic. So where were we when you were putting the album together?
I wrote it mostly in Shep.
Yeah, right.
But I put it together in predominantly in Adelaide at the Takeaway Studios and Suffering City Studios.
Yeah, right.
But I done a track also at Stronghorn Studios with Mr. 76, who produces the intro, The Checklist.
Okay. Yeah, right. So so where does it all come from, mate? Where does all the words sort of stem off from in the first place?
Well, it's just different stories and, just different ideas that I have that I put together and, growing up around here and different outtake, different view, I guess, that I have. Yep. A lot of things, and I've always been in the hip-hop all my life, so, yep. It wasn't too hard to put it all together.
Yeah, right.
In that sense.
Yeah, fantastic. So, do you find yourself sort of putting any of your Indigenous background into there as well, In terms of how you feel about particular subjects and how you think it comes across for you as a Guri man rather than sort of as a white fella?
A lot of the times, I think that's where a lot of the frustration comes from. My stuff isn't so, radio friendly, to say the least. And
we're a pretty friendly radio here, my friend. We'll play just about anything.
My first release, Homemade Bombs, I touched on it, and I touched on it in this release as well, but I'm yet to really dedicate a whole track about issues and whatnot and things that bother me, just because I haven't really found the way to articulate it the best way that I can without it coming off as preachy or yeah, corny as well,
yeah, yeah.
So every now and then I find if I touch on it just within a track, for a couple of bars, it's a little bit more potent,
For so, sure, for sure.
So, it's like that surprise hit that you're not waiting for, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So how's the album been going down out there, mate,
Yeah, it's been sweet. It hit 14 on the ARIA Urban Charts, and and I've got nothing but good reviews and good press about it, and people have been picking it up. And
yeah, well, we've played two or three tracks here on Nim FM, and they've all been absolutely cracking as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, and so you got any favourites?
Probably Dealing with a Monster is one of my favourites.
Yeah, right.
So Dangerous with Trials from the Funkles.
Okay.
From Adelaide.
Yeah. Gee, they're getting around a bit. They did a bit of a thing with Ash Grunwald on the end of his album, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, stuck a little bit on that sort of secret track at the back there.
Trials produced a few tracks on that, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, they're a pretty hot outfit too, the Funkles.
Indeed. And so I reckon those two, that track, So Dangerous, actually just got picked up by 1HD for the NBA promos.
Oh, right. Fantastic.
If you're watching 1HD, you can get a taste.
Sweet ass. Okay, well, mate, I might just leave it there. Oh, no, that's what I wanted to ask you. You're doing a tour with Draft, aren't you?
Yeah.
Have you started yet?
Next week. Well, it kicks off with me and Optimus in Byron Bay at the Railway Hotel.
Sweet. That's probably the closest gig you're going to be doing to us, I think. So that's next week, is it?
Yeah, next week, next Wednesday. And then it's Thursday in Brisbane.
Yeah, right. Okay, so for all you people listening here who want to get into a really decent piece of solid hip-hop, Optimus and Briggs playing at the Railway?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the Railway Hotel down there in Byron next Wednesday night. That should be an awesome gig.
Yeah, it's going to be sick.
Yeah,
I've never been to Byron before. So I'm looking forward to it.
Mate, it's a sweet place. It's a sweet town. Yeah, it really is. You'll love it. Absolutely. Hey, Briggs, great talking to you, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Yeah, cheers. And we might go out with a bit of So Dangerous, I think, just because I can. Cheers. Thanks for calling 102.3, my friend.
Cheers, brother. Thanks for your time.
See you later.
Thanks.
Clear as a
Northern Star this week. Police raided a shed at
God,
the home
could
of
you
an
just raise your mic a bit, please.
85-year-old Northern Star reader.
Casino grandmother found LSD.
Oh.
Methamphetamine.
Where'd you
and
find
cannabis plants growing under lights in the ceiling cavity.
She found LSD growing under lights in the ceiling.
The shed was home to her grandson James Doherty, a doof party enthusiast, who pleaded guilty in Lismore District Court yesterday, supplying.
So he took the rap 0.005
grams of acid.
What a nice kid. Take
Judge
the rap
John
for
Williams
month.
Also took into account three other offences. 29-year-old Doherty guilty to cultivating prohibited plants, six plants, 4.4 grams he supplied, and supplying leaf. They found six plants in the cabinet. A single healthy plant was growing in his grandmother's veggie garden. Cannabis leaf was found drying on a bar fridge inside the shed. Scales found with Doherty, who's a pig breeder and barman. LSD and amphetamine for his own use or to share with friends at a party. Crown did not seek a full-time jail sentence after acknowledging Doherty was taking steps to solve his drug problem. Three recent urine analysis show no drugs. Defence lawyer John Weller said there was no dispute. His client had a serious history of alcohol and drug use. Now he had good prospects of rehab. Positive influence from his girlfriend. She's cranked up his rehab process. Fortunate to have a supportive family. Judge Williams said, you're already on a suspended sentence for previous, unrelated. You're in trouble, boy. Do you think you can manage not to offend? Asked the judge. Definitely, replied Doherty. Important, that bit? Judge Williams said Doherty, in a report, revealed he used LSD and ecstasy on a monthly basis, would binge drink once a week and use the drugs to enhance his appreciation of music when he went to doof parties. While it was a concern of the, he told the court, the colourful variety of drugs found in his possession, Doherty now expressed he was turning his life around. The Crown was not averse. Give him the opportunity. Convicted him and jailed him for 27 months. Immediately suspended.
Mm.
Placed on a bond, supervised by probation services for 21 months.
Mm.
Interesting.
Okay, I've summarised and synopsised, and it goes like this. There's a Victorian election coming up, right?
Yeah.
And the Australian Christian Lobby...
Yes.
...put 21 questions to each of the political parties, and one of their questions, question 8, was this question. The use and abuse of illicit drugs is linked to a whole range of social problems such as incarceration, crime, domestic violence and family breakdown. What is your party's policy on illicit drugs? Does it support a harm minimisation approach to drug use, including heroin injecting rooms? Okay, the synopsis, nobody supports legalising or decriminalising anything.
No. The Greens?
Only the Greens out of... all the parties supports supervised injecting rooms. Only the Greens. Labor opposes the injecting rooms. The Liberals oppose the injecting rooms. The Democratic, the DLP, impose the injecting rooms. The Christian Democrats have a zero tolerance, absolutely, situation. No injecting rooms. Family first, no injecting rooms.
The question is kind of sympathetic, though, isn't it? What did the Greens say?
Oh, hang on, I'll go back. No, the Greens... The Greens
first two sentences
I'll give you
the Greens?
I'll give you the Greens' full answer. It's not
wankers,
very long.
Greens,
the Greens
sorry,
said
no,
the Greens would not
wankers.
Seek... The Greens would not seek to legalise any illegal drugs.
There you go.
We support criminal sanctions for drug dealers, but
go.
See drug-dependent people with a health problem, not a criminal problem.
The that Greens, is shocking. That is so gutless.
Wait, a little bit more.
God, yes, you support the Greens. That is gutless. Are you listening to them?
Yeah, the Greens' policy...
Hey, it is totally gutless, but now compare it
okay.
to everyone else.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, but compare yourself to devils.
Else.
You'll always look good, mate.
No.
Compare yourself to moronic idiots, economic rationalists, ruining the planet. You'll always look cool.
Well, that's who we're comparing it to, Michael.
I'm afraid so. That's who they are. That's the other side.
I think it's gutless and they're just playing politics.
Well, you can call it what you like.
They should step into the ring
like,
and say,
you want to show
these
me...
laws were a shocking mistake.
You show me the alternative.
You step into the ring and you say, these laws were a shocking mistake.
You show me the alternative.
Drug use should be a health issue. Some dealers are greedy shits, but some are doing an amazing service and should be heroes.
Journalist and author, your favourite friend David Marr, has advocated illegal drug use, saying that taking illicit substances was marvellous and a typical mainstream Australian experience. Marr, a Fairfax writer and former host of ABC TV's Media Watch, revealed his illegal drug use, adding, I don't see what's wrong with it. I've had a lot of fun on drugs. He told a live audience during filming for the ABC TV, I've had a lot of marvellous experiences. I've danced a lot. I've had a great time. And I'm not ashamed of it. And I don't see what's wrong with it. The admission came during an interview with Peter Lloyd, who was jailed in Singapore in 2008 for 10 months after being caught with ice. David Marr.
Fantastic.
Good on you, David Marr. I agree totally.
That's putting it out there.
You heard what happened to David Marr, didn't you? He took a holiday and the guy that came and took his place on Media Watch was so much better than him. I think he's kept the job.
Right? Oh, he's a hard cynic, that guy now.
Paul Barry is
he rips into them.
He's the one that cleaned up.
Crisp as a chip.
Yeah.
Bond.
Yeah, it was. No, I think they find David a little, he was going a little easy on them. Anyway.
He's a softie.
Yeah, but seriously, like the goddess did say earlier, compared to all the rest of them, the Greens are out there bleeding heart liberals.
I think you're being sooky. I love the Greens on coal, on climate change, on all this stuff. I love them. On drugs, I think
they're really
wussy.
Let me quote you from the Christian Democrat Party.
Don't compare yourself to filthy dogs.
Minimising harm.
That's who they're voting for.
You'll have fleas on you as well then.
Listen.
God, from there, you really don't get it, do you?
No,
yes,
he doesn't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I am getting it clearer and clearer, baby
not a clue.
Doll.
Not a clue.
And the gulf is massive.
Not a clue.
And you're either for us
not
or
a
Guinness.
Liquor. There's not a flicker of recognition.
What is to...
It's like the battery is so dead.
Greens, the Green Party looking after the earth and all its bounty. How can it be a criminal offence to use this? They are uneducated fools.
Of poking your fingers in your ears and going, la, 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 la.
It is, because the people we're talking about here, the Christian Democratic Party, they got a senator in. They've got someone up there making decisions.
What did they say?
But they said minimising harm rather than fighting and eradicating it is a negative, defeatist and finally unhelpful attitude. We need strong positivism here. Positivism.
You will be judged and hung in hell.
Positively. Positively. Hey, the Director of Public Prosecutions, Nicholas Cowdery, has come out, released his own legislative agenda, and what he said is we've lost the war on drugs.
Really?
Yes.
When did that happen?
His agenda includes legalising drugs and abandoning the war on terror.
He has more balls than the Greens, that's all I can say.
Yes, Mr Cowdery.
And he's more honest and real and seeing
Which one's
it.
That?
Cowdery.
Mr Cowdery would also free more people on bail, enact a charter of rights and give judges more discretion over sentencing by abolishing standard non-parole periods.
We love the man. Will he come to Mardi Gras?
The DPP's policy wish list, which clashes with the government's approach on key issues, was unveiled at a weekend conference hosted by the Rule of Law Institute, whose criticism follows a series of clashes between the DPP and the Attorney General, John Hastegurtis. Over management and resourcing of the office of the DPP, Mr. Hastegurtis was last night considering Mr. Cowdery's remarks. Mr. Cowdery said the current approach to illicit drugs was ineffective, wasteful and inconsiderate of the human rights of those concerned.
Thank you.
Whoa. I would decriminalise drug possession and use this and small-scale trafficking, he said.
That's what they should be saying.
They
should be. One of their cornerstones is... human rights. Hello?
Hey, Michael.
Lock up the dealers!
And then, if they do espouse that, then their meteoric rise will stop.
No, it won't. You are wrong. Proved it to Larry Ann.
I'm not wrong.
No. Lots of more people understand the drug war is bad than you realise.
No.
The Greens are getting 10% of the vote.
The common voter, common Australian voter is a complete...
Mr. Cowdery.
How many votes are they going to lose?
I can prove that.
How many votes are they going to lose, do you reckon, out of their 10% or 12% they've now got?
No.
One or 2%?
No, what will happen?
How many will they gain, mate?
One or 2%. I don't think it'll affect them.
More.
What will happen is, a lot of the people that were swinging towards the Greens will go, I don't like their drug policy.
They're all David Marr fans, mate. They'll vote for the Greens if they're going to free them up so they won't get busted with an ecchi on Saturday night.
The Greens have got as steady as she goes, and they're going
to... The Greens are full of shit, and you are a fake goddess.
And they
I will publicly declare it. You must be a fake goddess because I've got a direct line, and you got it wrong.
Raw nerve.
You'd be very fucking careful, Martha.
Raw nerve.
I am on the verge.
His dick shriveled.
I saw it. I am on the verge.
I got him.
Of smiting you.
I don't know. I had to crash somewhere.
Bumped into a tree or
if anybody sees him coming
home. Well, I hope Nim FM is at the police press conference this afternoon.
I'm there now.
Getting the full story.
I'm there right as we speak.
Asking the hard questions.
We'll be there.
And getting the full story. And can we please see the plants, sir?
Why?
Because we want to know if they really exist and how big they are.
Why?
And we wouldn't mind a bottom check to find out if they are, because they could be just pulling up.
They can just be saying, we found 5,000 plants. Hello, guys.
Yeah, we want them.
We want to see them.
Who cares?
Is it true they all fit in the back of a car?
They all fit in the back of a pocket.
No, they fit in the boot of one car, I heard.
5,000 plants.
And they'd hired a truck. Someone, they moved their furniture instead, some guys.
Well, to a cop, a seedling is a plant.
A seedling is a plant, but to the botanist, it's not. It could be any one of a number of plants, so that's a good thing to know.
Any one number of plants. Though, yes, let's get some botanical checks on these things and make sure they are putting up the right ones.
Botanicals.
Anyway, I happen to know the wives of several of the guys in the DEU. No, it's the CEU, Cannabis Eradication Unit. And if they don't get their annual holiday at Byron Bay, I'll tell you what, guys, everyone's pissed off. So whoever's leaving out seedlings for them, we appreciate it. Good on you guys.
And they'll be back.
Every
annual
year.
Event.
They'll be back.
They'll
be back next April. They'll come back next April, just before Mardi Gras.
They'll come back in February,
up.
I predict.
I think so.
As soon as the school holidays are over, and Mum and Dad are back, and Dad goes to work, back again.
Whammo, slammo, how's your lammo?
Here we go. First weekend in February. That's it.
Boombity
boom. What did he say? We know your growing season now, November to March.
Mm.
Thank Christ I held back. Mine's going to be December to May.
Read the echo.
That'll keep me safe in March.
We've got the new Amsterdam December to February strain. All finished by the end of January.
Only winters. I think that's right. I think describe the winteries. Yeah. Be done a month ago.
Yep.
If you had done a month
ago. Yeah, that's what everyone's doing, Pug. You can relax, old mate. It's all
over. There's no one growing anything anymore, mate.
Hey, Puggy boy, and it's all stashed in the tunnel anyway.
And there's nothing left there.
And there's nothing left, mate. What, at your end? There's plenty in my branch.
Eat your heart out, Rambos. How come your job is done?
Hey.
Guaranteed no supply will run out.
How come your branch is empty? Michael's branch has got heaps. My branch has got heaps.
He's jamming?
I don't know why.
Jamming.
I don't know what it is. I've got vast.
Tell him he's gammon.
Vast warehouses full, still packed.
Yeah, there's no shortage.
So what have you been doing with yours?
In the emergency. Or the husk is his.
I've got a ton and a half that the husk has got buried on community land. Actually,
sweet. Yeah. So that's always a good thing.
He's just trickling it out in wheelbarrow loads every now and again.
Yeah, right. Fair enough. That's about all you need to do, really, isn't it? Just trickle it out by the wheelbarrow full.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plainclothes wheelbarrow?
Yeah, the plainclothes wheelbarrow.
No one knows. Stuck over it.
Yeah. Oh, well. That's about it.
What other news have we got? What's been happening this week other than Bambi's hanging in town?
Rambos.
Nice bit of rain still happening. No, Rambos not much around in town. They were busy out helping the big birds.
Oh, were they?
And the Puglisi is on the books now. He's got to do all the bookwork. It's a great move by Bluey Lyons before he leaves.
Fantastic.
Put the Rambo on the bookwork.
Mm-hmm. That'll fess things up. That'll make things good.
That's about it for the drug news for the week, actually, gentlemen. I've just been through the whole lot, and really there's nothing at all worth repeating, except that a number of local people have been dragged off and upset, and a bit of local weed's gone missing. I guess we'll read the full figures come Monday, Star.
I would think this afternoon.
Maybe
do
even
it.
The Saturday, Star.
Tomorrow, Star.
We're
I'm
talking.
That
well, there's
we're
nothing online yet.
The Star doesn't believe
in sort of up to the minute news online. It's just like a repeat of their hard copy in the morning.
They do put some stuff online, but they wouldn't have written anything yet.
No, well, it's not there yet. Believe you me.
I did hear a rumour that Bluey is getting sent out because he's not behaving as the politicians would like him to.
How would they like him to behave?
Well, I'm not sure, but he certainly is an old-school cop, and there's a new age in everything nowadays, including policing. So if you don't do this or that or this or that, they send you on, I suppose.
I guess.
He didn't clean up Nimbin. Now they will clean up Nimbin, they say.
They did not. Nah. Bluey's moved sideways, I think, because he's seen as counterproductive to the legalisation of cannabis in this town.
New South Wales Premier Christine Keneally says the changes in structure for the Northern New South Wales Police should see an end to the ongoing supply of cannabis on the streets of Nimbin. There you go.
Well, it's got to Christine in there, has it?
Continual reports from important people visiting from Byron Bay only for an hour or two to score, telling the police they were offered up to 30 times an hour cannabis on the streets. This must be ended, said the Premier. This is over. We're sending that area commander away.
I don't believe that.
It's not true. I made it all up. But there you go. That's the sort of way they think.
How are we supposed to... Like, I've seen what happens to other people who make up stories.
I told you I made it up.
Yeah, lucky you did then.
Someone turned off the radio in the middle and ringing the Premier.
Right now.
Yeah.
And she's going to say a lot of bullshit.
I'm going to say, well, you should have
said
this.
And your credibility will be shot.
What credibility?
You'll have to leave town.
Well, the stupid hippie said something dumb. They treat me like an idiot already.
You'll have to go and live in Grafton. Yeah, we'll get rid of you too.
Well, I think they would be ashamed of themselves. All of them.
Yeah, well. They don't know any better. It's just a job.
You're saying to me, forgive them, they know not what they do.
Yes, I am.
I agree.
Forgive them, Michael.
You're absolutely right. How much have I learned to let go? Not bloody much.
No, you let go. Ooh, we got fan club out there staring at you. I don't know who they are or what they're looking at, but they're certainly enjoying the sight of you.
Yeah, of course they are.
Yeah. Probably never seen anything quite as glamorous.
Down, boy, down.
Anyway, it's time to...
How much of Mark's news did you
gentlemen,
read not read?
Gentlemen.
Did you edit that fairly seriously?
I edited it very seriously. I watered it down to buggery.
Mark, we're not going to give you a news to the goddess anymore because you can only read limited amounts.
No, some of it you'd already read and bits and pieces
of course, stuff like that.
No, I was just...
He's probably a very good editor.
No, actually, yeah, he is. What I really like, and I didn't mention earlier, is... I don't know if you saw this, Michael. Did you see this, Michael? The Nimbin Today magazine put out by the Year 7
the schools,
students.
It's a fantastic paper.
Did you see the big article inside here about industrial hemp, a future industrial hemp industry in Nimbin?
Who did they interview?
They probably interviewed you, if you remember.
Clara, I'd imagine.
By Liam, Jesse and Arnie.
What did Clara have
Russ,
to say?
The local...
Building a house or two this year?
The local-based Northern Rivers Hemp Association is pushing to have industrial hemp become more of a mainstream plant. Hemp is one of the fastest-growing biomasses, which is living tissue, known, and it produces up to 25 tonnes of... Don't talk when people are talking, you boys. You're muttering. Anyway.
Well, we couldn't be fucked.
They obviously interviewed Clara. There's some quotes from her here. Clara Morozewski. Yeah, that's what I said. A Nimba local said in the UK, a major car manufacturer, Lotus, is making cars which smell like marijuana. No, is making whole cars out of hemp. Whole cars out of hemp.
Engine included.
No rubbish.
Lotus.
Shit.
Lotus?
Not making
engines
out of
hemp. Your microphone, Michael. You're yelling into the emptiness there.
Oh, we've had enough. We've given them enough news.
We're going. You didn't play any music.
I played heaps of music in the middle.
We can't remember any. Anyway, listener, go and get a life. We'll talk to you soon. Bye now.
Took about 25, 30 minutes off in the middle to stand outside and just chill.
Well, we can't be creative all the time. Have a nice time, listener. Hope next week is a little bit less hectic than this week.
Give me more news. What's left over there?
Pick up all the bits of paper before you go. No, all of them. You make a bloody mess and then you just walk out and you leave me to fix it all up. Well, not anymore. All right, they just pick it up. Okay. Put on some music and we'll get out of here.
Don't do it.
If you'd like to contact The Hemp Show, we can be found on The Hemp Hour, all one word, at gmail.com. The Hemp Hour at gmail.com.